Thank you, boys, thank you. Yes, sir, friends, you guessed it. Here it is once again, time for Gail Elliott and the Knothead. We're sitting here under the old pine tree, just relaxed, enjoying ourselves, and that's what we want you to do for the next few minutes. Just gather yourself up there and sit down and take it easy for a few minutes there. We're going to play a few tunes here and have a little chatter with you and all this sort of stuff and things and stuff. Speaking of stuff, here it is. We got a little stuff right here to start things off. It features Jack, Jack Youngblood, the fiddle player, doing an old-timer called the 8th of January. Jackson, thank you a lot there, buddy. That's what I call real hoedown fiddle playing there. Yes, sir. You know, friend, I was just thinking about something. That is my friend Smokey Bear. Ain't no Smokey Bear and me are real good friends. I know a lot of you out there don't quite understand that. Smokey Bear is really a live bear, a real live bear. He and I are pals. We're both in the same boat. We're both after these forest and woods fires. We're after them with all 4 feet. Friends, we're trying to put them out, stop them. They're dangerous, they're wasteful, they're everything. I know a lot of you have seen Smokey Bear's pictures. He's all dressed up, dungarees, he's got a hat on. You see him on these picture posters out in the woods and in the bus stations and post offices and around all over the country. Well, now, he's out there on these posters reminding folks to be careful with their matches, cigarettes, campfires, and to use the ashtrays in the car. Yes, sir, Smokey's just like me. And I get up here and tell you how to be careful and beg you to be careful and with your matches and cigarettes, campfires, all that sort of stuff. And, friends, I do want you to know there is a real live Smokey Bear. Right now, he's up in Washington, up there, at our capital, in the zoo. And that's his home there. He lives there. Of course, now and then, he stops and poses for a few pictures. He's up there for everybody to see. And I'd like to tell you how Smokey Bear come to be in the zoo in Washington. They had an awful fire in New Mexico, and the forestry boys found little Smokey. He was all that was left alive where these woods had burned over. The smokes, the old stumps and logs and chunks and things were still smoking, and they heard a pitiful sound over in the edge of the woods there, and they went over and looked, and there was poor little Smokey up a sapling there with about half his hair singed off. His feet was burned where he'd been running, trying to get out of it in the fire and burned the bottom of his feet, and the poor little fellow was in bad shape. So they got him down. Well, boys, they took him in and doctored him all up there and tried to save his life. The state game boys, they gave him permission to keep him, keep little Smokey. So they did. They kept him, took mighty good care of him. And then in turn, they give him to the Washington Zoo out there where everybody that happens to visit the zoo can go out and see him. In other words, anybody has got a chance to go see Smokey. So if you happen to be up in Washington for any reason, go by and see Smokey. You'll see him for yourself. I just didn't want people to see Smokey on a poster and think, well, he's just a make-believe bear, because there is a real live Smokey, and he's my buddy, I'll guarantee you. Here we'll go with another tune. I guess I'll try to get through this one, friends. Don't none of you laugh at me, because it's the best I can do. It's a little tune called Hang Your Head in Chains. ¶¶ Well, does your conscience ever bother you every time you hear my name? Try and think of all that I've gone through and hang your head in shame. Well, someone came along and took my place, then you gave me all the blame. Well, you should go somewhere and hide your face and hang your head in shame. Well, hang on now. When you said I was the only one, was it just your little game? Think of all the harm that you have done and hang your head in shame. Well, you don't miss me since we've been apart. I wish that I could say the same. Think of how you broke my trusting heart and hang your head in shame.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. You know, I ought to dedicate that to all the fellas out there gets careless and lets the wood burn. You know that? Yes, sir. Really ought to. Yeah, that reminds me of carelessness and all that sort of stuff. Friends, I'm just chug full of stories. You know, I'm in this thing every day, and I hear these stories. Well, I pay attention to them, because I'm interested in the woods. I live in the woods, and I want good woods. I want lots of woods, bigger woods, more woods. We'll have better hunting, better fishing and everything. You know, I know of a case where there's a bunch of Girl Scouts, and they had a troop, so they kind of made themselves up a Smokey Bear fan club about my buddy up there, Smokey Bear. And they were out camping one time, and they went off up the creek on a hike, and they came upon a camp where some fellas had been fishing, and they had made coffee early that morning before they went out fishing, and they were in such a hurry to get off fishing and all that nobody taking a second thought, and they didn't clean around their fire, and they left it burning. Well, these girls come along just in time to catch this fire as it was beginning to spread out through the woods. So they put the fire out. They all pitched in there, these girls did, and put the fire out, and they dug a ditch around the fire. Didn't take long, and they dug a ditch around the fire, and then they left a note. They left a note at these fellas' camp warning them about this carelessness, you see. Tell them, and they told them on this note that Smokey Bear didn't like such a carelessness. And can you imagine how those fellas felt when they come back? I bet you they felt whipped down. I know I would have. I'd have been so ashamed I couldn't have faced the public again. I know of another case that happened about little old Smokey. There were some fellas camp fishing, and it was over the weekend. So when they broke camp and started home on a Sunday afternoon, why, they stopped at a place on the way in to get a cold drink or something, and when they all got out of the car, they looked in the window there, and there was a great big picture poster of Smokey, you know, saying stop forest fires, and all that stuff. And one of these fellas pulled off his hat and started scratching his head. And he said, did we put that campfire dead out before we left there? Well, all the other fellas, they began to think. They were looking at Smokey there. And after a while, they admitted that they didn't remember whether they had or not. So they didn't do a thing but get in their car, turn around, and go back 20 or 30 miles. And sure enough, when they got back, the coffee grounds and dishwater, they had poured coffee grounds and dishwater on, but it hadn't put it completely out. The fire wasn't dead out. And when they drove up, the fire had kind of kindled back up and was beginning to spread out in the thick pine needles. So they got back just in time. Now, this fire could have been very bad. They admitted it could have been an awful fire because the woods was dry right then. It hadn't rained in several weeks. Yes, sir, friends, you just can't be too careful. And remember, my buddy and me, Smokey Bear and Jelly Elliott, let's stop wood fires. Here we go, boys. Let's go with another. We'll get to work and help the kids in a rag, huh, man?
All right, son. Well,
there, boys. Thank you a lot. Thank you a lot. That was, friends, an old steel tune called Panhandle Rag. Get a lot of requests for that tune from time to time. And we're always glad to do it every time we have a chance. Friends, don't forget about me telling you about Smokey and inviting you to go by at the zoo in Washington and see him. He's a cute little fella. He's getting up big now, and he's just about his grown man. And he's proud of himself. You can look at him and tell that he's proud them Forester boys saved his neck. And don't forget, friends, every time you see a picture of Smokey Bear, think about what I'm telling you. Be careful with your fire. I know you will. Friends, we've run out of time. We got to go. Before we go, here's this little thought I'd like to leave with you from Smokey and me. Smokey Bear and me, we don't ask for so much. And it's all for your own very good. Just be careful with matches, campfires and such. Keep fire out of the forest and woods. Well, there it is, friends. We got to go. We've really enjoyed sitting here under the old pine tree visiting with you. And we like to come your way. And we like to have you come our way. You listen to the announcer, and he'll let you know when we'll be back. And we'd love to have you come down and listen to us a while. Friends, don't forget our program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest and woods fires.
Come on, let's go home.